This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. My name is Mercedes Torres, and I am lucky enough to be partners in crime with Mr. Matt Terrio, the guy who created the Epic Real Estate Empire. So let's dive into it, shall we? Here's why 2024 can be a game changer for real estate investors. The trends we're seeing now could shift the entire landscape. So don't miss out on what could be the biggest opportunity yet. But before I dive into that, let's talk about our sponsor, the Ultimate Deal Locator. Say goodbye to the endless searches with the Real Estate Goldmine, a tool that helps you find the most lucrative deals effortlessly. Learn how at sellersniper.com. That's sellersniper.com. All right, so let's dive into what's happening in the housing market. First off, let's talk about the supply. The supply of homes for sale has been dropping like crazy. We're talking about a real inventory crunch. I'm sure many of you are wondering why, so let me break it down. So first and foremost, I'm sure you may recall that during the pandemic, interest rates dropped to drastic lows. I mean, the lowest I had ever seen in my lifetime. So many people refinance because, well, it made financial sense. So much so that people are now holding on to their asset because, first and foremost, the payment is substantially lower. But since then, since the pandemic, the market has corrected itself. So many people are getting to enjoy the equity that has built up over time, which in turn allows homeowner to pull a HELOC on the equity because now there are banks that can do a HELOC on an investment property and a second home. Did you hear that? Today, there are banks out there that will do a HELOC on an investment property and a second home. That actually hasn't ever happened in my lifetime once again. So why would people sell if they're getting the best of all worlds? They're low interest rates, lower payments on their mortgages, and now they're being able to access the equity. That said, fewer homes are on the market, which means buyers are fighting for the same properties, directly driving prices up and making it tough for the average person to get in. But here's the kicker. This isn't a short-term thing. The lack of inventory has been a trend for a while now, and it is showing very little signs of letting up. Now, picture this. Imagine trying to buy a home, whether it's an investment property or your primary residence, and every time you get out there to bid on your home, and every time you find a place that you like, there's a bidding war. I mean, it's exhausting and it can cause you to feel downright impossible. Plus, rising mortgage rates are adding fuel to the fire, making monthly payments higher even if you snag a deal. I mean, it's frustrating to buyers and it's equally frustrating to renters because rental prices are soaring due to the high demand and the low supply of homes. And this is what is dictating the demand in rentals. People can't afford to buy a home for the reasons we just discussed, so the average American is being forced to rent. The big question is, what's causing this? Well, several factors are in place. Construction has slowed down due to the supply chain issues and a massive shortage in labor. Many homeowners are also hesitant to sell because they're not wanting to jump into the competitive market themselves. But truly, they don't want to give up the lower interest rates that they locked in during the pandemic. And let's not forget about the economic uncertainty. That makes people wanting to just hold on to their assets even tighter than before. So what does this mean for you, the savvy real estate investor? Opportunity. That's what it means to you. Opportunity. With fewer homes on the market and prices climbing, rental properties are becoming super valuable. I mean, more valuable than ever. So if you already own a rental property, you're likely seeing an increase in rental income. And if you're looking to invest, believe it or not, there are still people having to sell due to life circumstances. So targeting markets with high demand but low supply can be a gold mine for you. This is when it's time for you to consider yourself aligning with a turnkey provider or looking for that ugly home in the neighborhood for you to even potentially renovate or even partner with a buddy to flip a home. With fewer new builds, buyers out there are more open to purchasing updated older homes, and you can be the owner of that updated older home. So, as an investor in this market, don't shy away from any opportunity or any property because you never know what kind of deal you can strike. The key takeaway here is to stay informed. Keep your eyes on properties that you can buy and hold that make financial sense for you to cash flow or reap the benefits of tax deduction and just be ready to act. Never underestimate the power of a property. This market is not for the faint of heart, but with the right strategy, it could be incredibly rewarding. Keep your eye on trends in the market that make sense. Network with other investors that understand the importance of buying properties and holding them, and don't be afraid to think outside the box. Now, in summary, 2024 is shaping up to be a pivotal year in real estate. The challenges in the housing market can be turned into like massive opportunities, especially for those who understand what's happening and for those of you who are educated and prepared. Whether it's through renting, flipping, or strategically buying through a turnkey company, there's a path to success in this evolving landscape that will absolutely contribute to your financial future. And there you have it. The real estate market is tough right now. It is a little challenging, but with the right moves, with preparing your mind mentally, with being prepared all in all, it can work in your favor. Stay smart, stay open, stay agile, and keep your mind and keep your eye on those trends. Now, history repeats itself, and now is your chance to take advantage of this uniqueness of our market. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, where cash flow is queen. Should you need any help or would like to reach out to myself or Matt, do not hesitate to go to our website at cashflowsavvy.com. That's savvy with two V's. Download our Frustrated Investor's Guide to Passive Income. I will show you how to escape the rat race and to create financial freedom for you. Until next time, have a great day. Bye.
And that wraps up the epic show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here and I'll take great care of them. God loves you and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.